Hello, hello everybody. Today I hope you will. Today we will talk about a topic at interesting usual. What do you think about the social situation in Latin America? Leave use your comments together Instagram in the question box from arroba la sensación. Without the further talk, let's get started.
Hi, Lizette. Oscar, for the topic of the day, or quits with Sherwood Utsan K-Pons about today's topic. Welcome, Camila Ocampo and Laura Puertas, 7th semester physiotherapy students from Fuchs.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure for me to be here and to be able to touch on a very important topic, but at international and national level. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Hello everyone, we appreciate the invitation today for a thousand journeys. We hope to answer thousand questions you have.
The pleasure is for us. You can't imagine how much our learners have escaped use to know about this topic, to know the option. We beginning their first question.
Of course, can you comment on what is the social situation in Latin America and Colombia?
Despite a recovery in social indicator in the 2022 present due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine and increases in interest rates worldwide, the region faced a double trap: low growth and high levels of poverty and inequality. The immediate actions of the central banks and the time due to the situation will affect the inflation with higher interest rates and lower commodity prices. Bond yield creation and consumer spending on goods and services as lowered, and consumer as buoyant confidence is working, with a percentage close to 8 in Brazil, Mexico, and Chile, and somewhat high in Colombia. Labor inclusion is key to combating poverty, reducing informality and inequality, just moving towards inclusion social development.
How interesting. Everything they tell you, we have another question from the listener. How does this situation affect for contribute to market growth from a supply and demand point of view?
The efforts made by the countries in terms of investment in labor policy, which on average amount to 0.34 of GDP, are insufficient. What is needed is to move from labor market access to labor market inclusion, measuring access to quality jobs, income above the minimum wage, and social protection, especially for women and young people.
Thank you, Camila and Laura, your four opinions and for enjoying us today.
Many thanks to you.
Thank you for the invitation and to all the listeners who joined us.
This was Wall for Today. We look forward to seeing you in the next episode, and don't forget to comment on the topics of interesting on our social networks. Bye everyone.